All right, Rabbi Sager, Mark Fishman, thank you for the coffee. Let's begin, Rabbi Sager. So we're picking up page Shin Yud Dalid. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doresh Mi'imach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of you? And this is actually a very, very beautiful... Shin Yud. Yeah, I know. Shin Yud Dalid. Shin Yud Dalid, I'm sorry. Shin Yud Dalid, yes. Right before Shin Tes Vav and right after Shin Yud Gimel. That page right there in the middle. It's kind of snuck in there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doresh Mi'imach. So the section is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to do? This is a very beautiful, beautiful section. Chasuv b'Gemara. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tronya im b'riyosav. It's a very important Gemara. The Ribbono Shel Olam literally, ba b'tronya means, God is not, I guess the best way to explain this is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not adversarial. He's not adversarial with his creations. He's not argumentative. You know, in life, all of us have some relationships with someone who, no matter what you say, is going to turn into something else. Why? Because for some reason, they're always going to read in the worst into your words. Now, sometimes that's for good reason. Sometimes, you know, when you upset someone or you hurt someone enough times, that's the mode in which they approach you. So you could say something totally innocuous and totally like, how was your day? What do you mean? Was you saying something about something? Should something be wrong with my day? It's because I did something? And we all have people like that who are just argumentative or difficult. Sometimes for good reasons, sometimes not for good reasons. The Gemara says, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not adversarial, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not argumentative with his creations. Perush. She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Doresh Me'a Adam Dvarim. What's a very profound statement? What does this mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask of us things which are beyond our grasp. God does not ask us to do things that are beyond our abilities to perform. This is an incredible idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam's expectations of me are in line with my abilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect me to do something that he knows I am not capable of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bevadei makir es makomo shel ha'adam. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows exactly where man is holding. Kimo shekasuv, ki hu yada yitzvenu, v'lachin hu omer l'chol echad ve'echad kach. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to each of us the following. Shema b'ni. This is the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to each of us. Listen, my son. To tell you not to sin at all, that's impossible. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this. To tell you not to sin at all, impossible. Why? Because there's a lot of mitzvahs. There's a lot of things to do, a lot of things not to do. And a lot of things that you just simply don't have the ability to do or not to do yet. Avala hagid l'cha lasos tshuva, kisha'ata over al tzivu yimeila, zeh kein efshar. This is so beautiful, Rabbi Hussein. Says the Mechaber. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to us, to tell you not to sin, that I can't ask you to do. Because that is an impossible request, to tell a human being not to sin. What I can ask of you is as follows, that when you do sin, get it together afterwards and do tshuva. Just do tshuva afterwards. Zeh b'yadayim shelcha. That I could ask of you. That you could pull off. And I also remember again, it seems like years and years ago, but remember when we were learning before Pesach, that this goes in line with the whole yisod of tshuva. That what is tshuva? Tshuva does not mean repent with the expectation of perfection. But rather again, tshuva means pick yourself up, dust yourself off, with the expectation that what? That's what? I'm going to fall again. This is the great misconception about tshuva, that we think that tshuva means, and the truth is, that's because we often misunderstand the Rambam, right? When the Rambam says, Uli olam eini chozul adavar zeh, the part of tshuva is you say, I'm never going to do this again. The Mechaber told us, I'm never going to do this again. Like, that's my aspiration. That's my wish. I don't want to sin. This is not the life I want. This is not the realities I want. But I also know that if I'm a frail human being, at the end of the day, I probably will fall, will fail again, hopefully again, a little less intensely the next time than this time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, to ask you not to sin, I can't do. But to ask you to do tshuva, that you can do. Verak zuhaderech shebatucha lahagia ipam lekaim tzivuyim eila. And says the Mechaber, this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. To tell us not to sin, God would never do. To ask us to pick ourselves back up after we fall and we fail, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know, is within the realm of expectations. Last paragraph, Shin Yud Dalet. Davar zera inu, mamish betchilas b'riyas ha'olam. So the Mechaber says, the truth is, we saw this in the beginning of the creation of the world. Kishekayin nichshol, v'hevi karban pasef ne'aborei, when Cain ultimately stumbled and brought a carbon pasef. Remember again, Cain's carbon was from the inferior produce. So Cain brings inferior produce before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his failure. That was his spiritual failure. And he recognized it. He understood, of course, he also saw that the fire did not come down from the heavens to consume it, as it did the carbon of his brother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his inferior carbon. As I Cain nafala atzvus uradifa atzmis. What happens to Cain? Cain gets depressed. He falls into the grips of sadness. And this is incredible. Redifa atzmis. Redifa atzmis means what? Self-blame. Self-blame. Cain is stuck in a cycle of sadness and self-blame. V'rak al zeh hochichu ba'aboreh. Lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha. Both say, this is amazing. So the Mechaber makes an amazing diuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tells Cain, he never tells Cain, what a chutzpah that you brought a carbon like that, right? What kind of carbon is this? He never rebukes him about the carbon. Instead, what does he rebuke him about? Lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha. Why are you all depressed? He rebukes him about his sadness and his self-blame. What's in the very next pasuk after this? Imsetiv seis. Right? If you want to go ahead and do better, you can lift yourself back up. Such an incredible insight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives Cain the musr about the carbon. Why not? People make mistakes. Okay. Cain tried to go ahead and give some cheap item to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a carbon. He made a mistake. Okay. Got it. It's clear that Cain learned his lesson from his mistake because he was all upset. So instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't beat him up about the mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just says, why are you wallowing in it? I'm not going to ask you not to sin. I'm not going to ask you not to make mistakes. What I ask you is that in the aftermath of your mistake, take ownership over yourself and lift yourself back up. Imsetiv says, lift yourself back up. Page Shin Tesvav. Simulev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bichlal. Lo Hisyachis L'Kishalon Shal Kain Ba'avas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was such an amazing piece. The Ribono Shel Olam never once mentions Kain's inferior carbon. Never once. So you understand. To go ahead and bring carbon from inferior produce. And also you have to understand something is what, says in the Chaber, is incredible gaiva. Why is it incredible gaiva? So what's I think about this? How many people are there in the world at this point in time? Right? There's Adam, Chava, there's Cain, Hevel, right? Okay, they were born with twin sisters. There's not even a minion of people in the world, which means that everything that exists in the world belongs to what? Less than 10 people in the entire world? There's plenty. So it's not even a shame. So what do you think? What's Cain's problem? He's cheap? It's not cheap. It's gaiva. Gaiva was that, why should I give God this stuff when I can enjoy this stuff? It's placing my own needs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's needs. That's what Cain's sin was. And amazingly enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rebukes him for that. God says, how can you be such a bal gaiva? He never says that. V'gam lo'ochiach oso azeh shlo ispalo b'kish v'ashem she'ezake oso lahavi karban she'alin achas ruach lefanev yisparach. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rebukes him for any aspects of the sin. Elo Hashem hochiach oso ach v'rak al haderech sheba kiba sakishalon b'kas uredifa atzmis lama naflu panecha. Divine rebuke only comes for Cain. How are you handling the aftermath of your sin? That you sinned? Okay, I got it. I created you. I understand your shortcomings and your shortfalls. Sin is part of the plan. I'm not rebuking you for the sin. You already know what you did was wrong. I'm rebuking you in that you're not doing tshuva. I'm rebuking you for the fact that you're not taking ownership of your life in the aftermath of the downfall and trying to turn it around. Lama ata rodif es asmecha umesiyash v'koyis v'lamurutza. Why are you beating yourself up and falling into a pit of despair and anger? Haloim teitiv seis. You can turn this around. If you do better next time, you can lift yourself up. Halo yesh lefanecha adayin efsharos la'asos tov. There is still the ability for you to do good in your life. And if you go ahead and you try to do good in the aftermath of your stumbling, as I say, as ata tis ala od yoser, you'll rise to even higher heights. The Mechaber teaching us an incredible lesson, I will say. All modeled after, I'm not going to call it the first sin. The first sin is Adam, but the second sin of Cain, where the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't rebuke for the sin. Kadosh Baruch Hu never rebukes for the sin, because at the end of the day, sin is par for the course. Sin, there's a recognition that I'm going to fall and I'm going to fail. Kadosh Baruch Hu never asks us not to sin. He just simply asks us in the aftermath of sin, own it. Own it, turn it around. Because that's the part you do control. You sinned, you fall, you failed. I'm not going to beat you up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't beat yourself up, but now take ownership over the things you have the ability to do. And Tetiv says, if you want to do better, you'll lift yourself up, and you can use this as an incredible opportunity for your personal growth. Most of you have to stop. I hope you'll pick up Emirat Hashem, middle of Shin Tes Vav tomorrow.